This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we start a week-long journey to see a 50-year-old time capsule unearthed. This is not just any time capsule. It's a buried car, a 1957 Plymouth Belvedere.
But first, a good deed that's turned into something more complicated. The story begins with a mother in Minnesota named Jill Youse. Like many new mothers, she wound up with some excess breast milk.
About a year ago, I had a freezer full of milk, and my husband was getting annoyed because he didn't have any room for his pizzas and lean cuisine. So he said, "You need to get rid of this milk." And I did a Google search and came across an article about a milk bank in Africa. And then I also had read a UNICEF chart that said babies are 6 times more likely to survive if they're breastfed in Africa. So I thought, oh, man, I sure would like to be able to provide them with a better chance of survival with my breast milk.
But Youse found out it would cost her several $1,000s to get her breast milk to an AIDS orphanage in South Africa if she tried to do it on her own. And then, as Carol Lloyd wrote for the internet magazine Salon.com, Jill Youse had an idea.
She partnered with a for-profit breast milk company called Prolacta, and they agreed to do the processing, pasteurization, the shipping, the sending breast pumps and shipping materials to the donor moms, the refrigerated storage, and help with the shipping to Africa. So they took on a huge job.
I didn't even know that there was such a thing as a for-profit milk bank. Who are Prolacta's normal clients?
They're hospitals, specifically neonatal intensive units who are dealing with extreme sort of premature babies who need breast milk in order to survive. Up until last year, they were selling their breast milk for about $34 an ounce.
$34 an ounce? That sounds very expensive.
It is expensive. The milk coming from nonprofit milk banks is more like $3 or $4 an ounce. So it's a huge difference.
So what happened to all of these women hear about Jill Youse and what she's up to, and all of a sudden they decide they want to donate their excess milk as well. It goes to Prolacta. What happened then?
Initially, Prolacta agreed to do one shipment, and they did one single shipment. Then Jill Youse said, "I have an ambition. Next year I want to do 10,000. She went out and she really promoted herself, and she got on Oprah. And suddenly they had tens of thousands of ounces of breast milk, and they now have 53,000 ounces, which Prolacta's come out and said, "We are sending all of that to Africa." But anything that comes in after May 31st of 2007, we are going to send 1/4 of anything donated to the International Breast Milk Project to Africa, and 3/4 of that we will buy from the International Breast Milk Project at the princely sum of $1 an ounce.
And how well aware do you think when people find out about the International Breast Milk Project, they think they're sending milk to a good cause and they might, in fact, be helping this company make a profit? Do you think women know that going into it?
I don't think they knew it up until now. As Jill Youse tells it, it's a win-win situation because sending breast milk around the globe is a beautiful symbolic gesture, but it's very inefficient in terms of energy. 5,000 ounces of breast milk feeds one baby for 6 months.
Carol, as you covered this story, what do you think it all has to say about Americans and our efforts to try to do good in the world?
Well, I think we're very attracted to kind of tangible bodily donations that are really grand and symbolic. We really want to do the right thing, but we're oftentimes really attracted to something with a lot of splash.
Are you yourself a mother?
Yes.
In covering this story, any thoughts about breast milk personally?
I had extra breast milk, and I had no idea how complex the whole process of donating it was until I wrote this story.
But so you can understand, it sounds like, that instinct of, I can't just throw this away.
Yeah, because you know how precious it is. And at the same time, there is this intense symbology of American women's freezers overflowing with breast milk, and these other parts of the country being just terribly needy, where even though the women's breast milk can infect their babies with AIDS. It's a really poignant picture.
Kara Lloyd wrote about the International Breast Milk Project's efforts to get milk to South Africa for the internet magazine Salon.com. Thanks so much, Carol.
Thank you very much.